Hello and welcome to Life on the Road. Your host today is me, Lars Bornmay, and I live in a van, so that's why this is not going to be the most professionally set up podcast. However, I think sometimes the best is what you make of it, you know, like what you get on with and just do. I've not really scripted any of this. I'm going to probably start scripting them as time goes on, because otherwise I'm just going to ramble. But I thought, you know what, for the first one, it is currently 10 o'clock at night, 10 p.m., and I thought, you know what, I need to get a quick podcast out for you. I need to get this going because people are like, Lars, you bought this sensible mic, this fancy mic, mate, and you don't seem to be using it. So I thought, you know what, about time I do, isn't it? And in today's episode, I wanted to talk about how social media, or actually how blowing up on social media, changed my life. Now, when I say blowing up, I have about 250,000 followers on TikTok, 10k on YouTube, and 10k on Instagram. Instagram and YouTube ain't much, but 250,000 on TikTok, it's a fair amount of followers. I'm not saying I'm famous or anything, by the way. I'm just saying that, you know, it's a decent number. Growing up, all I ever really wanted was to be supposedly famous and have like a big number on a screen. And as I've gotten older, I've gotten wiser, I've learned a thing or two, I've actually come to realize that it was the best and worst thing that happened to me. Now, in the sense, when I say best, I have had countless DMs from people telling me that I've inspired them to either start reselling when I started that, to live in a van, to go and start a business, to, you know, go date someone, to do public speaking, to quit their job, to go traveling. And that to me is more rewarding than any number on any screen. It's always going to be that way, because when I first started doing this, I wanted to just make money out of it and be, you know, a digital nomad and fulfill my dreams and my goals, which was just to have a nice car, nice clothes, and a big bank account. And I've come to realize that none of that really means jack, you know, what the word is. I'm not going to say it on here because I don't want to demonetize my podcast. Yes, it means nothing. It really doesn't. True fulfillment comes from doing something you love, and being able to inspire, help, and educate people along the way is even more rewarding than any money could ever bring. Especially now that I'm at the point where I have enough money coming in each month to pay for this lifestyle, so I'm not stressing about where my next paycheck's going to be coming from. But what I really wanted to get into is, you know, that is the very good side of it. I'm also now known for something. I have a legacy, or I'm starting to leave a legacy, which is amazing. I always wanted to build something that, you know, was personal to me, something that was my thing, and that is what social media is to me. Now, there are a few negatives, and I just thought I would talk about them because I think a lot of content creators just glamorize this whole industry, and I promise from day one that I would talk the truth. And I've kind of been hiding away for the last few months. I don't know how long, 3, 4, 5 months. I've just been like all over the place emotionally. That's why I've not been posting. That's kind of where I've been lost, you know. That's why I'm talking about this on this podcast, because I thought, you know, it might get through to someone. Someone might be feeling the same thing. Someone might be a bit stuck, and you know, they might take value from this. And basically, when you start to attain that dream that you so thought was so far out of reach, it can have a massive implication on your life that not the way you thought it might happen either. Because my dream was to be a digital nomad, to live in a van, and to be known for something, and I have all of that. And it's just surreal. Sometimes you don't even appreciate, you don't even understand or look at what you really have. You just take it for granted, you know? And as time's gone on, I've started to really like think about what I truly want out of my life. And the money aspect, I have to admit, has really started to rapidly go out the window. I still do want to make a lot of money, but not for the reasons I did when I first started my journey, right? All I wanted was to have a nice car, like I said, fancy clothes and a big bank account. And now I just want to be able to give people around me the life that they deserve. You know, if I could retire my mum and my dad, that would be sick. If I could take my friends and family out to nice, you know, holidays, pay off their debt if they have any, help people along the way. Someone that was in my position with zero money, being able to go on a live stream and just donate money like someone did for me, would be absolutely amazing. And that's why I want to make loads of money now. Because I've come to realise that I quite like being a hobo. I quite like living in my van. A very simple existence. Back to basics, you know? But anyway, I was trying to get into the negatives, wasn't I? And I seem to be giving a lot of positives. Sorry. I don't like talking about negatives. What I was really going to say is I found that it's been a really, really complicating journey, because you're putting yourself out on the internet for people. Well, you're basically opening yourself up for people to give their opinion on you. And at the end of the day, everyone is entitled to an opinion. Absolutely, I do not disagree with that one bit. But the thing I found hardest isn't the hate, because I get quite a decent amount of hate, because that is like a drop in the ocean compared to the self-doubt. That is what I've really struggled with. I wake up and I doubt myself anyway, because when people are like telling you that, you know, one, you're not going to make it, two, you know, you're chatting a load of rubbish because you don't have anything to show for it, and three, who are you to tell me how to make money and stuff because you don't have any of it? And I'm like, yeah, they're very valid points, actually. It's not like the haters are wrong. And that was the hardest thing for me, because they weren't wrong. And I started to believe their words. And I started to lose my mind. And it was hard. It was really, really flipping hard, mate. I do want to swear on this podcast, but I don't want to demonetize it. So I've got to not do that. And I just, you know, I don't even know if I was depressed. I don't know what was going on with me, but I just couldn't bring myself to do much at all. I've literally don't know where the last 3 months have gone of my life. I don't know what I've done in those 3 months. I've done the odd thing here and there. I've made the odd video here and there. But I lost who I was in the process. And if you're going through something similar, understand that for a massive change to take place in your life, you have to change yourself at the same time. And that's something that took me a long time to realize, like properly realize, because I understood the concept, but I didn't actually grasp it. I didn't fully put it into perspective. And the perspective was that I couldn't be the soft-skinned human that I was. I want to be empathetic, because I'm a very empathetic person, because I've been through a lot of struggles. Things that when I was growing up didn't think was actually that much of a struggle, but it turns out it actually, you know, to some people was quite a big thing. It's not. Because I'm here breathing, I have money in my bank account to put food on the table, I have a loving family, I have amazing people in my life, I have the ability to wake up in the morning and have good health, you know, and a lot of people don't have that, and I'm very grateful for that, but it's still been, you know, I guess my own kind of, my own battle, my own personal struggle with it, and that's the thing that I found the hardest, you know, not even the money, not having, you know, a penny to scratch my ass with, really, for a lot of the time. That wasn't half the battle. Half the battle was dealing with self-doubt, because I doubted myself as it was. And when I went on live streams on TikTok and I spoke about my life, and I was, because I'm a very honest person, I told people that there was nothing in my bank account, because I want people that have followed me from the start to really know what it's like to do something like this. Because a lot of people just talk about the good. They don't talk about the bad and the ugly. And I wanted to be the person that did. So yeah, there's been a lot of sleepless nights. There's been a lot of not doing anything, because I kind of almost been paralyzed, really, with the fear of, I don't even know what the fear is. I don't even know what it was. And it's like today I've woken up after a heavy night out of drinking last night. Something's like clicked in my brain and gone, Lars, mate, you have wasted so much time. And I don't believe in that, by the way, wasted time. But I have wasted so much time that I need to make up for it now. I need to get my ass in gear. The reason I don't believe in wasted time is because you take a lesson from everything you do in your life, right? You do. You really do. And the lesson for me was I had a bigger healing path to go on than I believed I had. I didn't think I was that broken. I didn't think that years and years and years of bullying from, you know, since I was a kid had really taken its toll on me. I didn't think that never feeling accepted and, you know, having many friends and being liked was that big of an issue. But it kind of was. And I had to, like, open up those wounds to heal from it, to level up. And it's hard. It's really hard. Tell you what, mate, if you want to level up, go back to your childhood and, you know, find some inspiration there, shall we say. Now, like, jokes aside, it is something that I'm very grateful that I've done, because now, you know, I'm free, basically. I'm still on this healing path. Like, I'm far from, like, you know, completing it. But I've opened myself up to, you know, allow myself to talk about these things now, you know, in hopes that it inspires at least one person. If I get to one person out there and it makes a difference in your life, then my job here is done. You know? But yeah. Being a content creator on the internet has given me so many amazing opportunities. I've met some incredible people. I've made some amazing friends along the way, mostly van lifers. I've spoken to some people that I'd never thought I would speak to, you know? As like I said, it's put me on this healing path. It's also allowed me to document my life so that even if I don't journal, I have a journal here next to me, even if I don't journal every day, I make videos most days, I get to see what I've done in that day. I get to watch my life back in a movie, quite literally, and be like, what have I been doing all day, mate? Because some of the haters on my TikTok aren't wrong. I get up, I make a coffee, I go to a beach, or I go for a little walk, tops, and then I basically make another coffee, and then I end off the video. And it's true. And that's not what I really want to be doing. So haters, as much as I sometimes, you know, don't want to be hearing your comments, they're the only people that are going to speak the truth to you. So if you can find a way of using their words as power, rather than, you know, taking, I guess, emotional abuse from it, you can put yourself in a very powerful position. And that's another thing. I've learned a lot about myself from the, you know, from the videos I create. And I feel like there's a lot more I want to say here, but I probably should have prepared this. I'm kind of at this point now where I kind of feel a bit numb, you know? Like, I've don't know what the hell I was thinking today. I went out drinking last night and had loads of cocktails and had the time of my life. It was very fun, not going to lie. However, I woke up very late today and I didn't start working until like 2 p.m. And I was like, you know what? Today's the day. This stops now. I've got to get my ass in gear, mate. I have to. Not even for me now, for the people that I want to inspire. Because, you know, some people need to hear this content. And if I'm not making it, then those people don't have the content, do they? So that's not very fair. And yeah, I, you know, went to the gym, I did a leg day. And what I've normally been doing recently is I found myself just going, oh, if I get to 8 reps, then that will do. That will do. This whole that will do malarkey, mate, that doesn't work. You keep going. You don't do the bare minimum. You do as much as you physically possibly can. Okay? It's a message to Lars Bourne, by the way. Do as much as you can, mate. And don't give up. And yeah, I just wanted to speak about it from, you know, a person that's actually living life as a full-time content creator. I've opened myself up to put myself on the internet and I have found it very, very challenging, more than I ever thought I would. But it's been so, so good. You know? So good. So if you are thinking of embarking on a similar journey, just do it, number one. Number two, accept that if you play this game for a long time, rather than just trying to do it to make money from it, if you want to do that, do it. But one thing I heard another dude on a podcast, and I cannot remember his name, but I think his podcast is Diary of a CEO. Very, very good podcast, by the way. I highly recommend. And he said, when he was talking about podcasting, that he stopped thinking about the numbers and the magnitude of how many views his videos were getting, but rather the impact they were having. And that hit home with me. And I was like, that's what I'm currently missing. I seem to be making videos for the algorithm, to feed the algorithm, to feed my motivation, which is literally pointless because motivation isn't always there. Discipline is. If you are disciplined, yes, that's what you want to be doing. And I was thinking, I miss making videos that people truly get inspired from. Videos that, you know, make a difference in someone's life, and they come up to me and they go, your videos are amazing. They can remember one thing from a video, but that has made a difference in someone's life, rather than just being like, oh, I know what will get views now. And it's so easy to get caught up in that cycle as a creator. It's so damn easy, man, because at the end of the day, to keep doing this as creators, we do need to make a living. And my living isn't quite where I'd like it to be yet. But that's the fun of it. And that's what I'm learning now, is that once I get to that point of having all that money rolling in, because it's going to happen because I've manifested it and I shall not back down until I get it. Once I get to that point, what am I working for? There's going to be another hurdle. There's going to be another, you know, it's going to be more money each month, and there's going to be more this, more that, and it never stops. So I think it is that, isn't it? It's if you're starting this journey, appreciate the whole thing, because I can tell you now, the things I appreciate most in this journey aren't living in my van, having this life the way I have it, but it was the start. I actually remember the most exciting point in my journey was deciding that I'd had enough of my crappy life and I was going to make a difference. I was going to start my YouTube channel back up and I was going to go for it regardless of what anyone said when I had zero money in my bank account. So I sold my car, that didn't work. And then I bought a cheap car, a cheap £200 106, a Peugeot 106 for £200 off Facebook Marketplace. And I started flipping bikes. Then I started doing a bit more phone flipping. And then I got into furniture. And then I changed the car. And then I changed the car. And then I bought the van, this one, Cuthbert. And then I moved to Reading. And then I went on another spiritual kind of journey that way. And I had to, that was where I'd really like to, you know, put up the shutters, if you will. And then when that all went tits up, I moved into my van with no plan. I didn't even know what I was going to do for money, and I made it work. And that, to me, is so much more exciting than what I'm doing now, because now it's a comfortable, easy life because I have conversion done. I have done loads of traveling. You know, I've got a cushy life, really, until something goes wrong. I think my battery's on its way out, but it's a story for another day. So you will enjoy the first steps of your journey the most because it's so life-changing and so exciting because it's all new to you, you know? And there aren't many people that are going to understand what you're doing and the reasons you're doing it for. So appreciate it, you know? Make the most of it. But if you think about doing this content thing, then do it. Because, again, there's not many negatives I've been able to speak about on this podcast, really, are there? I think the main drawback for me was the self-doubt, but I'm working on that. And the best way to get over that, if you are struggling with it, is to just take a break. Don't be afraid to take a break. So many of my creator friends, I can see and I can feel it now when I'm watching their videos, they are absolutely burnt out. Maybe not just from making videos, but from the comments, from the hate, from the self-doubt, I can see it. And I've done that and I've kept going and going and going and you just keep hitting a brick wall after brick wall after brick wall. And if you don't take care of yourself first, how on earth do you think you're going to be able to take care of your audience? That should be your only primary focus, is taking care of your audience. So yes, I think we should probably call this one a day because I can see we're at 17 minutes, 37 seconds and I probably have been waffling. I do apologize. I shall make a better strategy plan for the next one. But today I wanted to just get this one out. And if you are thinking about starting a podcast, a YouTube channel, a TikTok page, an Instagram theme page, whatever it is you want to start, I highly just suggest that you just start. It will be shit in the beginning. I can promise you now, it will be terrible. But as you make more videos, as you practice, as you sharpen the blade, as you sharpen your skills as a content creator, you will become amazing. I promise you, you will. As long as you don't give up. Because if you give up, then you can't be great, can you? Because you've given up. But if you take a break, cool. But just don't give up. Anyway, if you are just listening to this podcast, I greatly appreciate you tuning in. There shall be a podcast every single Monday. Once Monday every week at 7 a.m. That's when I'm going to post. I'm taking this inspiration from Diary of a CEO Man. I need to go find out his name after this podcast. I do apologize if you are listening to this, very highly unlikely, but you know, I need to go and find out his name because he's a sound dude. And I'm going to be taking a lot of ideas from this man because he's very clever. However, I think 7 a.m. Monday morning, this is when I'll be releasing this podcast, which is basically tomorrow. So I'm going to spend a few hours now editing this podcast for you. So anyway, I'm rambling again. Big love. Stay awesome. Don't let anyone talk you out of anything. And just remember that you truly do have the power to create the life you want. It's in your hands. No one else's. You got this. I believe in you. Big love, and I will see you in the next podcast. Peace out.